Connecting love will always address where disconnection abounds in us, or where the residual of disconnection is in a certain area of our lives. And that's what we're going to linger in today on day 8 of our Healing Inhaled Walk in the Word series. So join me. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to 3 foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. Choose to experience and let go of expectations for why you're here. Expectations can prevent us from seeing what's right in front of us. Our assumptions color what's really there. Sojourner, I want you to practice looking at yourself. Really look at yourself past who you've been told that you are, or who you have believed yourself to be, or the part you have played, the roles that you play, the masks that you wear. Let's remove them. Let's remove the prejudgment and critique one layer at a time that normally attach themselves to those very things. I want you to pause and trace with your hand a section of your body. Maybe your face, maybe your hand, your arm, your legs, maybe your thighs, maybe your belly, your chest, your shoulder. But what I want you to do is allow your hand to trace your holy temple. Welcome her. Welcome her creator and sustainer. Get a keen sense of your embodiment as you untether yourself and discover aspects of drawing in the closeness of who you are and who you are becoming because of who has created you and designed you. It is difficult at times because when we do not notice due to hurry, busyness, avoidance, the lies, or dismissal, we will not be attentive to who we really are. And so that is where we want to begin. If you've been with me from the very beginning, I want to welcome you in the continuation of this walk. It's an inner walk, and for some, it's both inner and outer. So no matter what our limitations are, our capabilities, the fact of the matter is, we're all sojourners, those who sojourn together, are joined in a soul work, and that is what we're doing. It's about life. It's also about death. And when I say life, I'm also talking about connection. And when I say death, I'm talking about disconnection. And physical death is a physical picture for us. In terms of understanding death, it's a separation. And so when we have death-like experiences, what we experience in that is separation, disconnection. And so this walk is to help us connect ourselves with our bodies, okay? And whether or not you're able to use your legs, whether they are able to function on a walk or not, you have an imagination, you have a life that you're walking out. And that life is significant no matter how you're showing up in the body that you're in. So, with that being said, I want us to just realize that that's what we're all about. So if you're new, welcome. If you're starting here at day 8, that's fine. You can go back and listen to day 1 at your own discretion. But I do encourage you to start at the very beginning because it's always a build-up. And getting back here on the sidewalk because I had to move over a little bit to make room for another walker. But now here we are. Bless his connecting love. And in this section of the book, if you have it, and I recommend you get it, either download the ebook, the PDF, or get the actual book, soft cover or hardcover, I want you to realize that what we're doing is in days, but in the book, it's laid out in weeks. So let's look at the fact that we're going into a section now that are a series of poems that are blessings that I've written. And so I'm going to slow my pace down just a little bit and take in a little rest because I felt myself outpacing my walk and talk. All right. So this next format is going to lead us into less instruction and more poetry. All right. So we're going from prose to poetry. And I'm going to read this in its entirety. But then I'm going to allow us to rest in meditation that's provided at the very end of it. And that's how we will begin to move in these next few days. We bless your connecting love. Your love connects us to your life, relates us to you, relates us to one another. We are family. Your love earnestly attaches us to your living, relates us to your bloodline, relates us to a shared inheritance. We are one. Your love has drawn us near, cleansed us, healed us. Your love captures and liberates us. Your love sets your affection upon us. Your love gives us a new birthright. We have inherited grace upon grace. We have inherited abundant living. We have inherited an attuned heart. Let us boast in this blessing. Let us boast in our connection with one another. Let us boast in our connection with this life. And so may we remember that whether we sense it or not, or believe it or not, experience it to visceral depths or not, we are connected. We are members called to peace, shalom, of one body. And that's part of your meditation. Colossians 3, chapter 3, verses 13 through 15 will help ground us in this blessing from which I was inspired to write. And so you will be able to use your words, your imagination, to truly lean in to this blessing of connecting love. And so know that I support you in that. As you let your own stream of consciousness bring to you what must emerge and come forth as you bless this place. I really appreciate the walks that we take, and I enjoy knowing that we are doing it in our own unique way and yet within unity. All right, Sojourner, until day 9, carry on. And shalom. We'll end with our blessing. Palms up as a symbol of surrender. Adonai bless you and keep you. Say your name. Adonai make his face to shine, smile on you. Say your name. And be gracious to you. Say your name. Adonai turn his face toward you. Proclaim your name and grant you, Andrea. Now you say your name. Shalom. I just want to say one more thing, and that is, I always list clickable links throughout this series for you to have Bible study tools, the resources you can use for your ongoing excavation in the scriptures. All right, carry on, Sojourner.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.